Welcome back to Mathy AI with Mike. Today, we're diving into a fascinating paper Mike highlighted, Mixture of Recursions, Learning Dynamic Recursive Depths for Adaptive Token Level Computation. I'm excited to have Zubinel Janubi with us, an expert in AI model efficiency, to break this down. Zubinel Janubi, thanks for joining.
Thanks for having me, Gakrux. I'm eager to discuss this paper. The core idea that not all tokens need the same amount of thinking is something the AI community is increasingly recognizing. It's a crucial step towards more efficient and practical large language models.
So, the paper introduces mixture of recursions, or more. Can you give us the elevator pitch on what makes it special?
Absolutely. The fundamental challenge with large language models is that scaling them up unlocks impressive capabilities, but at a significant computational cost. Mo tackles this by cleverly combining two efficiency strategies, parameter efficiency and adaptive computation. It uses a recursive transformer architecture, meaning it reuses the same set of layers repeatedly, which saves on parameters. But the real innovation is that it dynamically adjusts how many times each token goes through those layers.
Dynamic adjustment. So, it's not a one-size-fits-all approach.
Exactly. Instead of a fixed number of passes for every token, Moore uses routers to decide, in real time, how many recursion steps each token needs. A simple token like the might only need one pass, while a more complex one like counterintuitively might need three. This is adaptive computation in action. More compute is allocated to the tokens that actually need it.
Well, Zubinel Janubi isn't just combining parameter sharing and adaptive computation. It's creating a system where one efficiency gain amplifies the other. Parameter sharing through recursion reduces the model size, which makes it more memory efficient. Adaptive thinking depth then allows the model to focus its computational resources, avoiding unnecessary calculations. The third piece of this is emphasis KV cache storage.
Ah, the KV cache. I understand that's usually a bottleneck.
Precisely. In a standard transformer, the KV cache becomes a significant memory burden during inference. With more, because tokens can exit the recursion early, the model doesn't have to compute or store KV pairs for deeper layers for those tokens. This smart, real-time storage reduction lowers memory traffic and, importantly, reduces the attention computation, which is computationally expensive, only to the tokens still active.
So, less memory, less computation, and potentially faster inference?
That's the promise. The paper also discusses different routing strategies, expert choice, and token choice. Can you elaborate on the trade-offs there?
I agree completely. It treats model depth not as a fixed parameter, but as a dynamic resource to be allocated intelligently at the individual token level. It elegantly reframes the model's thinking process as a kind of latent reasoning, where the depth of thought is tailored to the complexity of the concept being processed. By unifying parameter sharing with adaptive computation, MAR provides an efficient path to achieving the capabilities of large models at a lower cost. Zubinel Janubi, this has been incredibly insightful. Thanks so much for sharing your expertise.
My pleasure, Gakrux. It was great to be here.